Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you don't think Brock Purdy's good enough and you want to move on from the quarterback position, now you have Kyle Shanahan. That's a different conversation. Do you want Shanahan picking another quarterback? Because if you don't want that, and I've heard complaints about that, about Shanahan and his quarterback evaluations, then we just might as well blow up everything then. If that's the case, but we can't have measured perspectives about Brock Purdy, and that's the problem with sports media today, is that you either got to rip a guy or you're caping for him. I'm not caping for him. I'm not ripping him. I can rip him while not caping for him. You can do that, folks. There's a gray area in sports. I don't know if you knew that. Everything's just not black and white. Like, oh, he sucks or he's great. No. It doesn't work like that, especially in the game of football. You need, obviously, with these other quarterbacks, you need things around them to function at a high level. And when they don't, it falls on the quarterback. And then you say, hey, can you bail us out? Not all quarterbacks can do that. But Brock Purdy, in my opinion, hasn't been the biggest issue this year. Has he regressed a little from the MVP season? Absolutely. And I've said that every single week. I've highlighted throws every single week. I've done the same thing. I just don't yell about it. I'm trying not to yell about it.
Is he an answer?
Brock Purdy an answer?
Is he an answer?
Yes, absolutely.
You think he's an answer?
Absolutely. You can win a lot of games with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that.
I found it ironic that I'm watching that game yesterday, and I think that these guys mirror each other a lot. One person might want to take Tua over him, and some people take Brock. Brock's had way higher highs in terms of playoff success. Tua's never won a game in December, but when I watched them play on the field yesterday, they were very similar. Very similar.
I thought Brock was a better quarterback.
Okay.
I thought Brock was better.
They were very similar.
What he had to work with? I thought Mike McDaniel just makes it so easy for Tua. The complete good passes. Then there's a health issue with Tua. Hell, the concussion problem is a real thing. Now Purdy has a shoulder and the elbow, but you know what? Purdy threw the ball well yesterday. So I'm sorry. On this football team, when I see everything that's happened and everybody, I'm just not going to blame this guy. If we want to move on from the quarterback, that's fine. I'm going
to
respect
that.
Well,
no, I don't think anyone wants to. He wants $60 million, which is over here to the side.
Well, it's right? A report, right?
Well, that's what they're saying. We're led to believe. He wants $60 million, so that's over here to the side. I don't think he's good enough to take a team that's in transition clearly to the promised land, right? Now, does that mean that I want to get rid of him? No, I want to keep what I consider to be a player that brings some value to the table. But I don't think that he's above me looking to find something better. So simultaneously, while I'm probably going to give him a big pay raise, which he's earned and he's deserved, I'm going to either draft a guy or bring someone in to push him along. And you would do that at any other position, left tackle, guard, free safety.
So you just want a quarterback. You just want a quarterback competition.
At minimum, yeah.
So you do not want to guarantee Brock Purdy the starting quarterback job next season.
Well, it depends who you're bringing in, right? Like if you bring in a washed up Kirk Cousins to back him up, like you're not having a competition. Kirk Cousins is done, right? But something in my head is saying, I don't know if Kyle's done with that, you know, because he's been linked to this guy for so long. I don't know what's going through Kyle's head. I have no idea.
So we're willing to move off of Brock Purdy after this season.
I'm willing to see if there are upgrades out there. And I think that every reasonable fan is trying to upgrade. Every position I'm trying
no
to.
No doubt.
Like right now, CMC, I believe, he had a singular great season in a 49er uniform. One of the great ones of all time. Am I above trying to find the next great running back? Hell no. Hell no, I'm still trying to find the next dude. So it's the same thing at quarterback. Like Brock's fine for right now. I'm trying to find the next dude.
All right, find the next dude.
And I don't think I'm alone in that.
No, you're not. You're not. It's if you want to upgrade, upgrade. But what is the upgrade? We know the names that are out there.
That's the hardest part.
Is Sam Darnold really an upgrade?
If you'd have said that a year ago, I would have laughed at myself for suggesting
it. I know how you felt after Sam Darnold played that Rams game last year.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So I don't, you know, we don't need to revisit
that. But he's also played a hell of a lot better.
He's played better.
At one point when Baker Mayfield was on his third team in a singular season and he was like 1 foot out of the NFL, I had a very low perspective of Baker Mayfield. He has played significantly better since then. And so my opinion of him has evolved. Aaron Rodgers was the MVP just a couple of years ago. My opinion of him has devolved. So these things can change quickly.
All right. Offensive line needs to be upgraded. You're on your fourth running back. Who is it? McCaffrey? You didn't have McCaffrey. Yeah, Jordan Mason, Garindo,
McCaffrey. Eli at one point.
Eli. So you're on basically your fifth running back right now.
Yes.
Fifth running back. All right? Not a lot of quarterbacks can overcome that. You see Kansas City, they lose Pacheco. They bring in Kareem Hunt right away. Right away. Don't even mess around. That's what teams do. That's what they do. But who is willing, who is willing out there to move on from Brock after this season? Like, here's another question for you, because I already know your answers, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. Can you build your team around Brock Purdy?
I don't think you can. Everything has to be perfect. And they had the Avengers last year, and it was unbelievable. You know how difficult it is to keep those things together? We're seeing that this year.
But where does, you know?
Like, you have a once-in-a-generation left tackle, right? These are what people say about those guys.
Yeah, I don't care what people say. What are you watching? And what I'm watching is a quarterback who helped elevate these guys. Brock Purdy has something to do with Ayuk having his best season ever. Ayuk played with Jimmy. He didn't have a year close to the season he had a season ago.
Yeah, but they also
Chris
never
McCaffrey played his best
home.
Football in his system, right? Does Brock get any credit for that, for elevating anybody?
He was really good.
Does he get any credit for elevating anybody?
Who said he doesn't get credit? He's really good. You know? I was singing his praises week after week after week. He hasn't played like that. You know, you're supposed to throw, and you even heard Tony Romo talking about it on the broadcast. Like, you got to throw to the open man. That's the whole offense. It's not necessarily dictated on, like, I'm targeting Brandon Ayuk 12 times a game. You throw to the open man. This year, his decision-making on who the open man is and his accuracy have not been as good.
I just don't know where this whole Bonte here keeping up for Purdy stuff. When just last week at Thursday Night Football, I say right now, in the month of December or November, he's not playing like the best quarterback in the NFC. All the other NFC West quarterbacks are playing better than him at that time. Doesn't mean I'm going to take him long-term over these quarterbacks, but as of now, in that moment, they were playing better football than Brock Purdy. And I mentioned how he underthrew Ricky Pearsall last week. I mentioned how he underthrew Jacob Cowan in the Kansas City game or George Kittle. So nobody, I'm not caping up for Brock Purdy. But let's hold on for a second before we start just making sweeping indictments on who he is as a quarterback. I still think he's a really good quarterback, and I understand what his record is over the last 20. Also understand what the team has looked like over the last 20 and who hasn't been on the football field in the last 20 games. Those are all facts. And we can't sit here and say, well, you guys great weapons in Deebo Samuel when the previous 5 weeks everybody was ready to run Deebo out of town for having 101 receiving yards in the last 5 weeks. So which one is it? I don't do the whole wishy-washy flipping and flopping all that stuff.
So let me ask, because you keep bringing up all the weapons. So when can we critique him?
I've been critiquing him.
No, I'm saying
you can critique him if you want to.
It seems like
who the hell?
No, these elements have to be just right for.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I mentioned over and over how he missed the second 11 throw against Seattle. Iced the game on a play action pass, and then Geno came right down the football field.
So how would you assess his season this year?
It hasn't been great.
Okay.
It hasn't been great.
Which has been my original opinion.
I've said that all the time, but you claim that I'm scared to criticize him. What? That is asinine. I'm not going to scream and yell about the quarterback. I'm not doing that. Because I understand he's not the biggest issue on this football team.
Yeah, I would argue that quarterback is the number one position in sports.
It's the number one position in sports.
And the teams that are leading pretty much every division, you can look at their quarterback play and you could say, yeah, that's why they are.
But also the other teams, too, have great defenses, great running games, great special teams, great
kickers. But there's a reason why it gets $60 million a year and why this guy wants $60 million a year.
Well, the owner came out and said he's going to reset the market. Not Brock Purdy. The owner said that. Get on Jed York about that. The owner said that. He said it.
Well, like again, the quarterback position will always get a higher level of scrutiny than all of the others.
That's fine.
Because of the money, the allocation. We're going to see teams go in the draft right now.
How would you like me to criticize Brock?
I'm saying that when I look at quarterback play, like we talk about the New York Giants, the first thing you bring up is quarterback play. We talk about the Raiders. The first thing, man, they went with Gardner Minshew to start the year.
Those are terrible quarterbacks.
Like, when I look at the Jacksonville Jaguars situation, how can you not discuss in the first sentence Trevor Lawrence?
That's right. Fine.
So all those teams, we start at quarterback. And it's the same thing with the 49ers. They had a lost year. Yes, there's a lot of things that are going on. The quarterback play hasn't been as good. And where this gets, I get PTSD, I start thinking about Jimmy and how he kind of fell off. And I start thinking about Kaepernick and how he fell off. And yeah, in both those situations, their bodies gave out, the team around them disintegrated. But their play also disintegrated. And so, like, I'm saying that I have a quarterback problem. Like, I don't think it's just as clear cut.
So you think the Niners have a quarterback problem?
What?
You think we have a quarterback problem?
I think it's up in the air. Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. I feel like it's up in the air.
That's fair. That's fair.
At one point, I thought that this guy was a top 10 guy, locked and loaded, wasn't a question, and now I'm walking that back.
And then you'll walk it back when he balls out next season, right?
If he does, yeah. Like, I mean, why not?
David Frisco,
Brady was washed, and then Brady wasn't washed, yeah, right?
But you know what I understood, though?
What?
He didn't have the weapons around him, right? His last team in New England, he was throwing to Kimbrough. Like, you know, no, it's not a cop-out. Those are the truth. He had Kimbrough, Tompkins, and then he goes to Tampa Bay, and he's got Gronk, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. Oh, all of a sudden, his core around him got a lot better. And the offense around them New England that last year.
Opinions aren't stagnant. I don't understand why they have to be frozen in carbonite.
I didn't say that at all.
Like his play
I'm not saying that
been,
at all. You're talking
as we assess his play. His play
are you having
consistent.
A conversation with the internet or me? I don't know what's going on here.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
No, what's David Frisco, man. What's going on? This is insane.
Dave,
I apologize for hanging up on you, man. That was my bad. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's good, bro. Tempers is, I mean, it's an emotional time, bro. It's been an emotional season. I get it. I was just speaking to in general, and I will say this real quick about Brock. I think if you subscribe to, you know, Brock being the quarterback of the 49ers, I think it's just a new standard. I think that's kind of taking place with the Santa Clara 49ers where it, like, good enough is the standard. And I don't subscribe to that. You know, I subscribe to Joe Montana, Steve Young, and it's been a long time since that. But my original point I called was about yesterday in particular, and with Kyle Shanahan, I didn't understand why Dre Greenlaw was in the game. We found out before kickoff that we didn't have a shot in the playoffs, and this is twice this year that the coach, as great as he's been, these questionable decisions. Why give McCaffrey heavy workload after his injuries and Greenlaw? Like, why play him? But there's nothing to play for it. Like, if you heard after the game, Fred was mad about that. If you read between the lines, he did not appreciate the fact. He was like, hey, we got to protect him from himself because Dre wants to play. As a head coach and with your cachet, bro, you got to make these decisions. And I think that's the frustration some fans have is that, yes, he's had some great success, but I feel like he's contradicted himself with some really, really, really bad decisions during his tenure.
Well, can I ask you a question? The guy is going to be a free agent. I really like Dre Greenlaw. Isn't there an element of, like, let's see if he can stay on the field for a couple weeks before we pay him in the offseason? Because paying a guy who was hurt in the offseason hasn't really worked out for them in Christian McCaffrey. Like, because I do see that element as well. Like, I hear you on shutting him down, but I have questions on if he can stay healthy. Like, and it's fair or not. Like, the poor guy got hurt again, and it's only been 2 weeks.
If it was like an ankle sprain or something, but he's coming off an Achilles. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a major injury. And happened with McCaffrey. And it's like heavy workload. Like, nothing ever happened. There's no easing him in. You know what I'm saying? That's the point I was trying to make.
No, Dave, I agree with you on that. I thought last week after the Rams game, I saw enough in the first half to shut him down. I said, okay, I know Dre's back. Let's just protect him from himself. He left the Rams game with knee tightness, for crying out loud. Knee tightness. So I'm thinking to myself, is that related to the Achilles tendon? Is it not? And then he comes back and four plays in. You hear Tony Romo, Jim Nantz, Dre Greenlaw's out. I'm like, calf? Really? All right. Fine. Like, 57 doesn't need to play. I've seen enough from him.
Yeah, it's going to be a good linebacker. Do you trust him to be healthy next year?
Well, after an offseason, if he doesn't rush himself back, sure. Hey, look, football's a violent sport.
I know.
Football's a violent sport. You can get played. I mean, any position. You can get hurt on any single play. Hell, Dre Greenlaw didn't even get hurt on the field. He got hurt running onto the field, getting ready for a defensive huddle. You know what I mean? So
it's just, I worry about him, like, for all of next year. He couldn't even play a full half.
No, he couldn't.
I have major concerns on him, and he is a great player when he's out there. I mean, it's a noticeable difference. The defense looks totally different when he's out there.
Let's go to